to Every Day this week, we're taking a look at the Cambridge Film Festival, which is now apparently over halfway through, which is astounding, really. Bridget Bradshaw is with us today to guide us through what's coming up.
Hi there.
Hello. Thank you for coming back. So what do we have to entertain us at the cinema over the next few days in the Cambridge Film Festival?
Right, there's still 2.5 days left to go, so plenty to see. If you have small children, we have the Storytime Fairy coming on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock with children's authors Ruth Brown and Emma McKenna also going to be there. So there'll be a few episodes of that and opportunity afterwards.
So is this a mix of live action, effectively, in between the movies? Or how's it going to work?
There's five episodes of the Storytime Fairy, so about 25 minutes of film altogether, and then lots of interactive play between times.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So they won't the little ones won't get too fidgety then, by the sounds of things.
And they can look at all the lovely books as well.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, any idea which books, or the ones connected to the movie, or they're branching out a bit further?
Well, the authors, Ruth Brown, has written The Big Sneeze and Gracie the Lighthouse Cat. She does lovely animal drawings. If you had young children, you'd probably go, oh, those books. And Emma McKenna.
I borrow young children
well,
from time to time. You never know when they might come in useful.
Right, another thing we've got is a documentary, Walk With Me, The Trials of Damon J. Keith. And that is the European premiere. He was a very senior judge in the US and presided over a lot of civil rights cases. And there's a lot of archive footage. And it feels like now that there are laws in place and everything should be fixed now, but it isn't. And looking back at the way things were happening just in the 60s and 70s in terms of civil rights, in terms of people rioting, housing, segregated buses.
Yeah, one only has to look at recent incidents between US citizens and their police force to know that there's still potentially a problem as far as the black communities in the United States are concerned.
Yes, it's incredibly relevant. And we've got the director, Jesse Nessa, coming along, and Yossi Osman from Bums on Seats is going to be doing a Q&A with him. So that's a recommended watch.
What's the proportion? There seems to be quite a few documentary features. I'm just wondering what the balance is between documentary and fiction during the course of the film festival as a whole. Is it 50-50, or does one have the upper hand, perhaps?
A lot fewer documentaries. I wish you'd asked me this earlier, because I love spreadsheets, and if you'd asked earlier, I could have done a nice pie chart.
Are you due to come back? We can produce a pie chart and pop it on our the Facebook page if you want to.
I can send a message via Mark.
Yes, I think we know, I think tomorrow, now I think we need to work on that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But no, there's lots of
complete distractions.
lots of drama, some documentaries, lots of short films. Still got our short film strands going. I saw Glass Ceiling strand the other day, which is female filmmakers. That's got a repeat tonight at 10:50. It was such good fun. Stories about friendship and growing up, and lots of laughs there.
So I'm thinking about Venn diagrams now. Could you possibly do one of those? There must be some films which sort of overlap between documentary and real and drama.
I would love to. I don't think they work so well on radio, maybe.
No, possibly not. No. Okay.
Letters from Baghdad, which is a film about Gertrude Bell, who was an archaeologist and worked in World War One with British military.
Mm. Now, that was covered on Bums on Seats, I think, on the weekend, I think. Or was it a feature? No, that was a feature on 105 Today. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Yes, they had a sell-out screening, and they've just scheduled another screening on Thursday morning at 10:30.
Oh, great.
So if you're free during the day and you want another chance to catch it, it'll be in the Cinemobile van on Parker's Peace.
Which I must go down and see. It sounds absolutely fantastic, this idea that a van turns up and turns itself into a cinema at short notice.
Yes, I've not been there but I'll have a look on my way over this afternoon. The Ion Film Strand is also going quite well. We've got The Interrogation coming up, which is about Rudolf Hess, Auschwitz commander. This is all the fun stuff for you.
And supposedly the last man locked up at the Tower of London.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Ah, yeah, apparently. Assuming they got the right guy, of course. which is a subject of other films, I think.
Maybe if I manage to catch the film tomorrow at 5 p.m, I'll find that out. But this is a two-hander. This is the judge that went in to try to extract his confession, and is very emotionally powerful film.
Okay, I've got time for one more.
Frankenstein,
yes, okay.
Original Frankenstein from 1931. He's coming back to Cambridge with Boris Karloff's amazing hands and all of the electrodes you could ever wish for.
I wonder where that would have been shown, presumably in Cambridge in the 1930s. I wonder where it would have been shown. That's quite an interesting
possibly,
one.
Yes.
The original Arts Picture House, perhaps. I don't know. Or the one people often mention on the Mill Road, which is now the Salvation Army place, was a cinema once as well. It makes me wonder, really.
Yeah,
well, I guess
I've not been not been living in Cambridge quite long enough to know.
But if you missed it in the 1930s, there's another chance to see it.
Yes, in comfortable seats.
Ish, no. Okay, and that's on when?
That is on Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, thank you very much, Bridget. Are you coming back one more time, or is it Mark in for the rest of the week?
No, it's just Mark tomorrow, and Thursday's the last day of the festival, so I can't really tell you about what's
coming
up.
Nothing to tell. That's a great show. Well, look, Bridget, thank you very much for coming in. And what are you off to see next?
I'm going to see The Bacchus Lady, which is a Korean film. They've had a Korean strand this year. There's the Train to Busan was brilliant. I loved it. That was a zombies on a train film. The Handmaiden, which is Park Chan-wook's new film. His devotees will go, wow, awesome. That sold out, so I couldn't get to see it. So I'm looking forward to this tonight.
Okay, that's good. Bridget, thank you very much indeed.
Trip.
Rome, the B-52s at Cambridge 105. Thanks to Bridget Bradshaw for coming in. And we've got Clive Oppenheimer coming in to speak to us after 6 o'clock. He's been taking part in a new documentary release from Werner Herzog. So we'll be speaking to him after 6 o'clock. Mark is escorting him onto the premises. So I look forward to meeting him. And Mark will be in tomorrow to tell us about Wednesday at the Cambridge Film Festival.